Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
We've been hearing about regenerative medicine for years, but right now it's starting to become such an exciting area of medicine because the process of replacing or regenerating human cells and tissues can really work its wonders on so many, a myriad of diseases. My guest is Dr. Andrzej Chulika. He's the chairman and CEO and founders of Cellectis, a biotechnology company. So, doctor, am I pronouncing it right? It's Chulika.
That's correct. Perfect.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Dr. Chulika, tell us a little bit about regenerative medicine, because I'm an exercise physiologist, so I know for knees, you know, they've been doing all kinds of replacement things for, you know, cellular damage, lubrication, things like that. But where is regenerative medicine fitting in the whole large world of organ tissues? It's kind of amazing.
Well, regenerative medicine up to now have always been, like, the main problem was the access to cells that could regenerate, and this is called stem cells. You have, like, different degrees of stem cells, cells that can give only one type of tissue or cells that can give any type of tissue, and these cells are called usually stem cells, and the access to stem cells up to now was very limited.
So where do you see regenerative medicine and stem cells helping people that have cancer, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, you know, lupus, MS, any of these kinds of things?
Well, there was a revolution very recently that took place in 2006 after the discovery of a very famous scientist called Shinya Yamanaka, a Japanese scientist at Kyoto University, where he discovered that you can take any part of the body, any kind of type of cell, and these cells, and put in like a cocktail of factors inside. It's essentially certain factors that are implied in cancer, and the cell reboots up to the stage of cells that are like day zero cells, similar to what embryonic stem cells are. And the very interesting thing in this discovery that is like totally a paradigm shift in science shows that you can use these cells to rebuild any kind of tissue in the body. So therefore, you have an unlimited source of stem cells, pluripotent stem cells, to regenerate your tissue. These cells are called induced pluripotent stem cells, and he was awarded last year the Nobel Prize of Medicine for such type of discovery.
How exciting. Now, is this in any way an ethical thing? I mean, because obviously, even when I donated cord blood from my second child, you know, there's that whole thing that goes on with stem cells. And we don't get into it on this show. We're strictly informative. However, is there any kind of debate going on about this?
Well, like, of course, the debate is ongoing. When you pronounce the word stem cells, there is like a whole debate. However, induced pluripotent stem cells totally solved this debate, as initially stem cells were coming from destruction of embryos, and that caused a, like, ethical problem. However, like, an induced pluripotent stem cell never comes from such type of sources. And, like, the very interesting thing with them is that it's your own self to regenerate your body. Therefore, it's not allogenic transplant, but it's like autologous transplant of your own cells with you, so no rejection. Therefore, like, the whole debate over what kind, like, if it could be used or not is gone now.
That's fantastic. I love to hear that. And now, how would somebody go about, you know, if you wanted to save some stem cells for yourself or go have some taken, what's involved in the procedure?
Well, exactly, like, took the same image, like cord blood cells. Most of the people now save cord blood cells from, like, the inborn child and for, like, potential uses in the future, for example, retreating after, like, bone marrow for leukemia or stuff like this. However, if you have this chance to make a cord blood for yourself, then you can do these iPS cells, and this is the proposal made by Seal, like this new product and initiative made by Cellectis, where anyone can go, take a pinch of kin. This kin will be treated, expanded, and rebooted to the stage of iPS cells. So it will be day zero cells, and these cells could be used after this to rebuild any kind of tissue. For example, currently there is a series of clinical trials ongoing in the world. For example, there is a clinical trial ongoing for age-related macular degeneration in Japan, where they're reconstituting retina for people that have this age-related macular degeneration and their own retina. There you can do also heart cells, you can do liver cells, you can do any kind of different type of tissue. We have currently an initiative with Novo Nordisk in the field of diabetes to make beta cells to produce insulin. So there is a series, like an array that would be totally, we cannot foresee exactly what would be the future of this with regenerative medicine, but it's a total revolution that is ongoing currently.
That's amazing. Now, what about in cosmetics, like for burn patients and that sort of thing?
Yeah, of course you can rebuild some skin out of these cells. You can rebuild all the tissues of the body. You can rebuild totally every kind of tissue out of iPS cells. It's exactly the same cells post-fertilization as they were yours. The big difference between like your iPS cells at this day today and the difference between your cells when you were born like nine months before you're born, just post-fertilization, is that there is an accumulation of mutations in the body that comes up. Approximately, the body accumulates 1.8 million mutations a second. So we can synthesize approximately 600 miles of DNA per second. And this with like oxidization, natural radiation, sunlight, like smoking, drinking, all these things, you accumulate mutation in your DNA. So when you reboot your cells, you just freeze the time where your cells are aging. So it's freezing aging and rebooting the cells, and you save these cells. If, for example, after this you need for Alzheimer or Parkinson's disease to rebuild some neurons, then these cells are available at the day where you were rebooted. For example, if you've done this at age of 40 and like you have it contracted like 40 years later at the age of 18 Alzheimer's disease, then you have your neurons of the age of 40 to rebuild your neural tissue.
So optimally, everybody at 20 years old, when you're in your like best health, and you haven't started all those age-related things that go with becoming older, you know, the declines in brain tissue and all those. So you save some of your skin as soon as you can, and then what? It's frozen. Is this an expensive thing?
It's an expensive thing. It costs $60,000 to do all the procedure. However, it's a very expensive procedure because it has to be done for therapeutic use in good manufacturing practice, in GMP. Therefore, all the cells will be processed and rebooted to the stage zero, and these cells will be available for regenerative medicine practice afterwards. So it's an expensive process, of course. However, it's done once in a lifetime. You don't reboot your cells every year. Not like a computer where you have to back up a computer.
You're just rebooting it once in your lifetime, and then they're kind of on hold. In the last 20 seconds or so, Dr. Chulika, wrap up regenerative medicine for us and the exciting new developments.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Well, you only have 20 seconds, so just...
Okay, I told you, like, you're wrapping up. Like, yeah, the fact is that this is like the initial... When you look at what's going to happen in the future, we're going to use a series of procedures to heal the body, as there is no program in DNA that says that the body has to age. So the only aging is like the degradation of the DNA itself. And if you want to freeze this and preserve the potential of future regenerative medicine, as you have made cord blood sampling, you can do an iPS.
Well, it is definitely something that is exciting. It's new technology, and that's what we're talking about right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.